Hello, it's Angel. I wasn't real sure what to talk about for this pillow talk, but I decided, I did this a couple months ago, and it was fun, and so I wanted to talk about some more. I love Walt Disney World. It's in the Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. It's one of my most favorite places in the whole world. I love it. And I think a couple months ago, I know I talked about Magic Kingdom and like what a day with me would be like, or what I like to do when I go. And so I thought I'd talk about Epcot today because it's a fantastic park. I really love it. It's so much fun. There's so much to do. So when you get there, I always stay on property. I always stay on Walt Disney World property. I never stay like outside. Not that anything's wrong with that. I just, the more Disney I can get in while I'm there, the better. And so usually, I'll either ride the monorail there or one of the Walt Disney World buses there. So you get like dropped off right in front and, you walk in and it's really, the music is great and you hear it immediately and it's really, green there. It's very, well, first off, they're very conscious of the environment, and second, there's just so many bushes and trees and plants, and it's very pretty, and there's lots of different fountains and water. It's just a really pretty place to be, and I think it's laid back. I mean, I like it. I don't ever feel rushed when I'm there. Even if there's, you know, hundreds of people around me, I don't feel rushed. I'm just really happy and grateful to be there. But you go in and it's everything's very spread out. It's actually 88 acres of property in this park, so it's quite a bit of land. As you can see, I'm a huge Disney geek, and but anyways. The first thing you see is Spaceship Earth, which is the big silver golf ball, I guess it looks like. And it sounds kind of cheesy. It's a ride. And you go in. Sometimes there's no line at all. A lot of the time, actually, that I've gone, there's no line at all. But other times, there's an insane line. But anyways, which I don't mind waiting in lines at all. I'm really a patient line waiter. I can have a lot of fun. I've waited for roller coaster rides, not at Cedar Point, but other amusement parks. I love amusement park rides, especially like really tall, fast roller coasters. I've waited 4+ hours for one ride. I'm perfectly happy to do that if it's something I want to ride. But anyways, there's not usually a long line for this one. But this isn't a roller coaster ride, though. It's kind of like just like you get on a little, get in a little car and you can sit with two people, and it's really dark and it just continuously moves. And it's so neat because it's so dark and you're going in. And it talks about the history of communication and language and just learning, and it's really fascinating. And some people would think it's really boring. I know some people would, but it just makes me so excited to like read and write and listen to the history of this. And, there's one part we're just in a room and they just have, it's a gigantic, huge, and it's completely dark. You can't see anything except all the stars like are projected onto the ceiling. It's really beautiful and fun, and that always like, I'm like, oh, I'm really at Epcot, I'm really here once I ride that. It's also nice to get out of the rain. It's a nice ride. Then they have you can go, then you have to make a decision. Do you want to go left or you want to go right? And if you go left, there's Spaceship Earth, that's what we just said. It's Mission Space and Test Track, which is really fun. Or you can go right and you can go to the land and the sea. So you have to make up your mind. I usually go left and I go ride, is it Mission Space? I think it's Mission Space. Anyways, it's a simulator, like you're going out into space. And I guess, and you do, you get crammed into this little, I think there's four people. And each person has their position in the spaceship. And it's a simulator, it doesn't sound intense, but it is. I'm a little claustrophobic, so that was added to the intention in like being, you know, in this tiny little simulator. But anyways, it was really neat, and it's got, I think it's got Gary Sinise, he's your little person telling you what to do, and once you get into the ride. And you just are strapped in, and it simulates going up into space. It's. I think they have now, because some people it was just too intense for. And so some people, they have like a less intense version. But it was cool. I was glad I did it. I've only done it once. I've never wanted to, it's never been worth the wait for me again. But if there was someone I was with that really wanted to do it, I would absolutely do it again. It's so much fun. Then there's Test Track, which is awesome, and I haven't gotten to ride it since they redid it. Hopefully, very soon, I'll get to go back. But, so you get into this car, and you're basically just a test track dummy, a test dummy, you know, in a car. And it, like, runs the old one, so you strap into, a normal car, and it has no, like, roof on it, but it has the windshield. And it does a whole bunch of different tests. Like you go through heat and you go through cold and you go through like bumps and take turns really fast. And it does like a brake test. So it'll go really fast and then and then it'll stop. It's so fun. But it was so temperamental, the old version. So if the weather was not perfect, it wasn't running, which was always a bummer. But it's a lot of fun. And the wait's really long, but that's okay. There's Fast Pass. So then you can start the countries, which are, there's all sorts of different countries you can go through, in the other half of Epcot. Or you can go all the way to the other side of the park and do, the land and the sea. And, honestly, what I usually do is I split when I go, because I'm like a little travel agent when I go, and I plan every minute of it, because it's just, I don't know, I'm a dorky that way, I guess. But usually I'll do the other side, like, another time. Like, I'll spend half the day, whoever I'm with, I will spend half the day at Epcot, and then, like, do other halves of the days, not spend a full day at any park. Just because that's exhausting. And I never go, I always go for like long extended stays. I've never gone, like if I was rushed and only had like 4 days there, I would spend all day. But anyways, so with the land and the sea, it's so pretty. And I love fish. I love, and they have this gigantic aquarium, and I love Finding Nemo. So they have a whole bunch of different little Finding Nemo things and rides and, and then the land, they have this ride called Soarin', and you get in, and you're in like a hang glider, I guess. I think that's what it's called. You strap yourself in, and you're with a whole bunch of people, and it lifts you up off of the ground. Not fast, like little kids ride it, but it's so cool because it lifts you up off the ground. And then there's this gigantic, like, IMAX screen in front of you. And it takes you through scenes through California. And it's beautiful. And it takes you through, I think, it, like, orange groves. And you can smell, like, the citrus. And just, it's really a fun experience. And it's really relaxing. And then the countries, of course. My favorite is France. I love the French restaurant, and they have a beautiful IMAX movie back there that shows you all the different beautiful scenes of France and the countryside. And the boys, the interns that speak French, that have the lovely French accents, and the French French bakery, and it's really nice. What other countries? Germany is a favorite. What else? There's Norway, which has a fun, like, ride, a boat ride, and there's trolls, so that's fun, and I'm just trying to remember what else. There's Mexico, and all the countries have their kind of alcohol, and so if you like to drink, you can drink your way through parts of the world, and so, in France, they have a kind of slushy vendor, and they do Grand Marnier and Grey Goose slushies. And I'm not a slushy person, but you put Grey Goose with something, and I'll give it a whirl. And then you can do like different wine tastings at the different countries as well, which is really fun. I'm trying to think of the other. Oh, and their fireworks are my favorite. I love fireworks, but they have the most spectacular fireworks show. And they have Italy. At night, after the park closes, they have certain nights where you can just go to one of the countries. And you have to, like, obviously have reservations, but after the park's closed, and just sit and do, like, different wine tastings, and they'll pair a food or dessert with each of the wines. It's really fun. They have the United States. I just pulled it up on my phone to see what I was missing. But China has this really fun thing that I do every single time I go. And they have, where you go, and they have, like, these aquariums that you pick an oyster. You can just, you know, you pay for one or however many you want. I always just get one. And I've got, every time I've gone, you know, you pick an oyster and then they open it for you and then you get whatever pearls inside. And I've gone twice now and gotten two in one, so that was always, I always feel lucky with the pearls, I guess, but, I don't know, it's just a fun place. It makes me happy, but yeah, the fireworks, I have tested hundreds of different spots going down there so much and spending so much time there of what the best place, to watch the fireworks there are, and I finally at one point found the best spot to watch fireworks. So if you ever get to go with me, I will show you my secret spot. And sometimes funnel cake is involved, which is fantastic to sit in the dark and get messy with funnel cake and watch the fireworks. So that's how, it's a really special night I get to do that. But so I hope I entertained you a little bit. I hope you enjoyed this pillow talk. I just geeked out and told you the things that I love, so I hope you guys are wonderful, and I hope if you're about to fall asleep, that you sleep very, very well, and if you are just listening to this just to listen to me talk, I hope you enjoyed it. Take care, everyone. Bye.